愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
今天要跟大家来查考义人的根基。
Today, I would like to share with you the message of the foundation of the righteous.
在诗篇里面，我们来看诗篇的十一篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 11.
诗篇的十一篇。
Psalm 11.
第三节
Verse 3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
这个地方说，义人的根基如果毁坏，他还能够做什么？
Here it says that if the foundations of the righteous are destroyed, what can he do?
在神看起来
In the eyes of God,
我们一个人好像一棵树
We are like a tree.
一个人也好像是一个房子。
A person is also likened to a house.
那树可以分作两部分。
And there are two parts to a tree.
一个是看得见的。
The first part is the one that can be seen.
那是在地面上的。
Which is above ground.
一个是看不见的。
And the other part is invisible.
那是在地下的。
Which is below ground.
那如果一棵树要结果子。
If a tree were to bear fruit.
它根扎在那里，这是关键。
Then the crucial thing is where it is rooted.
那我们一个人的信仰也是这样。
It is the same with our faith.
我们一个人生活会有什么表现？
The kind of manifestations of our life.
这是看得见的。
It's something that we can see.
这是我们所最注重的。
This is something that we put the most emphasis on.
但是这个看得见的部分。其实是看不见那一部分的表现。
But the part that can be seen is actually the manifestation of the part that cannot be seen.
那看不见的就是它的根基。
The part that cannot be seen is actually the foundation.
那这段圣经为什么会这样讲呢？
So why would this verse tell us this?
如果我们从第一节来看。
If we start reading from verse 1.
请第一节跟第二节。
Let's read verse 1 and 2. In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in the heart.
这个地方大卫在提到他是投靠神的。
In this psalm, David described how he puts his trust in the Lord.
那他为什么会提这样呢？
Why did he mention this?
第二节。
Verse 2.
他在提到恶人弯弓把箭搭在弦上，要射那正直的人。
In verse 2, he mentioned that the wicked bend their bow, making ready to shoot the righteous.
就表示说他在生活当中遇到困难。
That means that he was facing some difficulty in his life.
那这些困难是有一些恶人所造成的。
And his difficulty was caused by the evil doers.
那他要怎么来面对这个人生的困难？
So how could he face the difficulties in his life?
所以有的人在看大卫。
Some people when they look at David.
他说：“你要当像鸟，像往山上飞去，赶快逃吧。”
Here, David said, some people said, flee as bird to the mountain.
因为恶人这个箭你不逃，他就射到你了。
Because if you don't flee, then the arrow would come upon you.
射到你，你就完了。
And when you, when they come upon you, then that's the end of your life.
好像他被扫罗追杀的时候，扫罗确实是势力很强大。
Just like the time when Saul was after David, Saul had great power.
被他射到就完了。
And if Saul would have captured David, then his life would end.
但是对大卫来讲，
But to David,
他觉得最重要的不是恶人是谁。
The most important thing is not who the wicked ones are.
最重要是我所拜的神是谁。
But who the God that he worship is.
这个是我们生活一个非常重要的观念。
That is a very important concept in our life.
我们活在神与人之间。
We are living in between God and men.
人看得见。
We can see men.
神看不见。
But we cannot see God with our eyes.
所以人的影响力可以感受得到。
Therefore, we can feel so closely the influence of men.
但是神对我们默默的那个影响力，我们看不到。
But we cannot see the influence of God.
所以如果我们凭眼见不凭信心。
If we only rely on our sight and not by faith.
我们就感受生活的困难，人对我们负面的影响。
Then we could feel the negative influence of men in our lives.
好像我没有希望了。
It feels like we are hopeless.
我能做什么？
What can I do?
因为这些恶人比我还强大。
Because these wicked ones are so much stronger than I.
他们在掌控一切。
They are in control of everything.
但是如果我们凭信心，不凭眼见。
But if we walk by faith and not by sight.
那我们就觉得说，我是充满着希望的。
Then we are so hopeful.
因为我是一个信靠神的人。
Because I am a person who rely and put my trust in God.
这个信靠神就是他的根基很稳固。
And putting our trust in God means we have very firm foundation.
人跟神来相比。
And when we compare men and God.
人算什么？
What is man?
所以人造给我们的困难。
So the difficulties that men have given us.
这个都可以解决的。
Can all be resolved.
如果神在帮助我们。
If God is on our side to help us.
所以这个第三节说，恶人的根基若毁坏。
So verse 3, it tells us if the foundations of the righteous are destroyed.
这个根基是看不见的部分，他对神的信心及信靠，这个已经坏掉了。
So the foundation is referring to the invisible part of a person's faith in God. If it is destroyed,
面对恶人，义人能做什么？
Then the righteous can do nothing towards the wicked one.
羔羊被牵去宰杀。
Just like a lamb being led to be slaughtered.
所以有时候我们在看但以理的故事。
If we look at the story of Daniel,
但以理的周围充满着恶人。
Daniel was surrounded by wicked ones.
因为他职位很高。
Because he had very high position.
他做过四个王的总长。
He was the highest governor of four kings.
我们知道，当我们往上爬的时候，有一些人就是要把我们拉下来。
As we climb higher, there are many people who are trying to pull us down.
拉下来，他有机会往上爬。
So that they would have a chance to go up.
那面对这样的情况。
So facing this kind of situation.
我们站在旁边看，真的是但以理很危险
When we look as a bystander to Daniel's situation, we could see that he was in a dangerous situation.
你看王的命令已经盖上了印了。
The king has already given out his order.
这个已经生效了。
And it has already been in effect.
再来，但以理已经被丢到狮子坑了，真的是完了。
Daniel was already thrown in the lion's den. His life will surely end.
所以在人看起来，但以理真是完了。
In the eyes of men, His life is doomed.
因为他遇到没有办法抵挡的恶人。
Because he was facing the wicked ones that cannot be beaten.
但是重要的一部分是但以理的根基没有毁坏。
However, Daniel's foundation was not destroyed.
我们在但以理书里面找不到但以理有错误。
In the book of Daniel, we cannot find any fault in him.
我们可以看到但以理对神的信心跟对神的信靠。
Instead, we could see his faith and his trust in God.
他只想在神面前做神对的事情。
All he wanted to do was do what is right in the eyes of God.
所以后来神就把他拉上来。
Therefore, God elevated him.
他总长这个地位比以前更加的坚固。
And his position as a governor was even firmer than before.
所以圣经的教训加上实际的故事的例子告诉我们。
So the biblical principles, In addition to the examples in the Bible, they tell us
我们所怕的不是周围有没有恶人
that we should not be afraid of whether there are wicked ones around us.
人算不了什么
because men are nothing.
我们所怕的是我们的根基有没有毁坏
but what we should be afraid of is whether our foundation is destroyed.
就是我们有没有在真的信靠神
whether we really put our trust in God.
好，那十一章以后我们就来看他怎么解释。
We are going to look at how the Bible explains Psalm 11.
神怎么看恶人?
How does God see the wicked ones?
神怎么看义人?
How does God see the righteous ones? 我们
看第四节跟第五节。
Let's read verses 4 and 5. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates.
这个第五节哈，说神爱，还有神恨。
In verse 5, it tells us what the Lord loves and hates.
这是关键。
And this is the crucial point.
有时候我们很注重人际关系。
Sometimes we put a lot of emphasis on our interpersonal relationship.
当然圣经告诉我们要尽量与众人和睦。
And the Bible does teach us to be at peace with everyone.
不要无缘无故去树立敌人。
We should not make enemies for no reasons.
要跟大家和睦。
So that we need to be at peace with everyone.
所以很多人很注重人际关系。
Therefore, a lot of us values interpersonal relationship.
那圣经也教导我们要有好的人际关系。
And the Bible does teach us to have good interpersonal relationship.
其实最重要的是跟神的关系。
But more importantly, we need to have good relationship with God.
我们是神喜欢的人，还是神恨恶的人？这个是最重要关键。
Are we someone that God loves or hates?
所以这里说神试验义人。
Here it says that God would test the righteous.
这个试验呢，就是说要查看一下，看他是不是真的是义人。
So God would test to see if the righteous is indeed righteous.
好像我买了一个产品，总要试验看看啊，这个产品到底是真的好还是不好。
When you buy a product, you want to test it out to see if it is as good as it is advertised.
如果我们被神试验，我们真的是义人。
And after we have been tested and God sees that we are righteous,
那我们就是神喜欢的人。
Then we are someone that God loves.
因此在第四节
，Verse 4,
说神在他的圣殿里。
Here it tells us that the Lord is in His holy temple.
圣殿在哪里
？Where is the temple?
当然在天上。
It is in heaven.
那个是属灵的灵宫。
That is a heavenly throne.
神充满着荣耀，天使在服侍他。
God is full of glory, and the angels are serving Him.
那圣殿也在教会里面。
And the temple is also in the church.
所以教会有神的宝座。
So the church has God's throne.
好像旧约时代的这个至圣所。
Just like the Old Testament tabernacle.
那神的宝座在天上。
The Lord's throne is also in heaven.
所以圣经说神坐在至高之处。
That's why the Bible explains that the Lord is in the highest of the highest.
那他在做什么？
What does he do there?
他谦卑地观看世人。
He looks upon men in humility.
所以第四节说他的慧眼察看世人。
Here it says that he looked at men.
第四节下半。
Verse 4, his eye behold, his eyelids test the sons of men.
所以神在看人是很完全的。
So God look at men in totality.
神看人外在的行为。
He looks at our outward actions.
神看人内在的心思。
He looks at our thoughts inside.
神看人，人看得见的部分。
He looks at the things that men can see.
神也看人，人看不见那一部分。
He also looks at the things inside of us that men cannot see.
所以他在天上看人是最完全的。
Therefore, he's able to see everything in heaven.
那如果神试验我们是义人
，If the Lord tests us that we are the righteous,
我们就没有什么忧虑。
Then we have nothing to worry about.
为什么
？Why？
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright.
说神是公义的。
Here it says that the Lord is righteous.
他喜爱公义。
And he loves righteousness.
所以正直人能够见到他的面。
Therefore, the upright can see his face.
所以一个正直人有神同在。
Therefore, an upright man has the abidance of God.
前面充满着希望。
So his future is full of hope.
这是我们人生最基本的一个基本原则。
That is our very basic foundation of our lives.
那如果被神看作恶人呢？
If God sees us as a wicked one,
我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire and brimstone and a burning wind shall be the portion of their cup.
所以恶人虽然一时兴盛到最后还是会倒下去的。
Even though the wicked ones may be prosperous at the moment, but eventually they will be pulled down.
好像一棵树连根被拔起来。
Just like a tree who's uprooted.
为什么？
Why?
因为神不喜欢他。
Because God disliked them.
就是这么简单。
It is that easy.
所以怎么让我们的根基稳固？
So how can we make our foundation firm?
那这是我们一生所要追求的目标。
That is something we should pursue after our whole life.
因此在以赛亚书里面说，以色列民仍要向下扎根，向上结果。
Therefore, in the book of Isaiah, it tells us that the Israelites need to take root downward and bear fruit upward.
这个向下扎根，就是要重建他跟神的关系。
To take root downward means to establish relationship with God.
这个关键。
That is crucial.
如果这个建立好了，
If that has been established,
他们就要向上结果。
Then they will be able to bear fruit upward.
神的恩典会再一次临到。
God's grace will rain upon them once more.
他们在神的应许流奶与蜜之地要再一次的蒙福长荣繁盛丰盛。
They will be able to be prosperous in the land of milk and honey.
因为神与他们同在。
Because God abides with them.
所以今天呢，我们常常忧虑很多生活的问题。
Today we worry so much about our lives.
其实，最重要是向下扎根。
But most importantly, we need to take root downward.
跟神有好的关系。
To establish a good relationship with God.
那生活很多的问题，神自然就帮我们看顾跟解决。
Then God will take care of all of our problems in life.
这是我们人生最基本的一个生活态度。
That is the most basic attitude of life that we should have.
那怎么扎根？
How do we take root downward?
我们先来看诗篇的第一篇。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇的第一篇。
Psalms 1.
第一节跟第二节跟第三节。
Verses 1, 2, and 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
这个第一节是负面的。
Verse 1 talks about the negative side.
那第二节是正面的。
Verse 2 talks about the positive side.
那第三节是结果。
Verse 3 talks about the results.
第一个说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Verse 1 talks about someone who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful.
这个不啊，就是不要参加。
That means you don't take part in any of these.
神认为不对的事情。
That means we don't take part in anything that God thinks is not right.
我们不要去参与。
We should not take part in those.
不要去讨论。
We should not discuss about them.
不要有相同的立场。
Don't stand in the same standpoint.
因为既然神认为不对。
Because God thinks it is wrong.
我们去参与有相同的立场，这个是神不喜欢的。
If we share the same standpoint as the evil ones, then God dislikes it too.
所以说，不坐亵慢人的座位。
So we should not sit in the seat of the scornful.
但是这个只是负面的。
And so this verse talks about the negative side.
那正面的应该怎么做，让我们能够跟神的根基能够稳固。
So what should we do proactively so that we can have a very firm relationship with God?
第二节。
Verse 2.
要喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想，这个人就有福了。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
要喜爱神的话。
So we need to take delight in the law of God.
那我怎么知道我很喜欢神的话呢？
How do we know that we love the word of God?
喜欢神的话，一个具体的表现就是昼夜思想。
The manifestation of taking delight in the law of the Lord is that we meditate in his word day and night.
真的，有时候我们新娘在追求的时候，有时候我们走在路上开车都会在想圣经的话。
If we indeed pursue after the word of God, and wherever we go, even in the car, we would meditate the word of God.
所以有人说开车很浪费时间，我每天开车这样过去一个钟头，回来一个钟头。
Some people may say that their commute is a waste of time. It takes 1 hour to go to work and 1 hour back.
但是也有一些信徒说，真的不是浪费时间。
But some members would say that this is not a waste of time.
我去上班，我就听了一片 CD.
Because as they go to work, they listen to a sermon.
回来我又听了一遍。
As they come back from work, they also listen to another sermon.
有的人用这个卡式的录音带，他听了这个圣经，念圣经不知道听了多少次。
And because of that, they listen to the audio Bible and they have read the Bible many times.
我最近听到一个见证，一个老姐妹。
Recently, I've heard of a testimony from an elderly sister.
她一年圣经读八遍。
She reads the Bible 8 times a year.
我听了真的很受感动。
I was very touched when I heard that.
一年读八遍。
She read the Bible 8 times a year.
所以很多人说啊，老人没事情做。
Some people would say, oh, old people have nothing to do.
但是我们看这老姐妹不一样。
But when we look at this elderly sister, she's different.
她的房间呢，桌上有一本圣经。
She has a Bible in her room.
那早上起来就念念念。
Every morning when she wakes up, she'll read.
那吃完饭做完是她自己的事情，又去念。
And after she finished lunch, she would read again.
中午睡完觉以后又再去念。
After afternoon nap, she would read the Bible again.
一年读八遍。
So she's able to finish reading the Bible 8 times a year.
她喜欢神的话。
She loves the Word of God.
如果没有喜欢神的话，她不会去念。
If she does not love the Word of God, she would not have spent so much time reading the Bible.
所以教会去访问她，看她的圣经这么破旧，就买一本新的给她。
Because the people who visited her bought her a new Bible because her Bible looks so old.
喜欢读神的话。
She loves to read the Word of God.
喜欢想神的话。
She loves to meditate upon the Word of God.
喜欢讨论神的话。
She loves to discuss the Word of God.
那第二节说，这样的人就有福了。
Verse 2 here tells us that this type of person will be greatly blessed.
第三节。
Verse 3.
说他要像树栽于水旁。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
树栽于水旁，那看不见的部分呢，是在水旁。
So the part that cannot be seen, which are the roots, are next to the rivers of water.
充满着水分跟养分。
It is full of nutrition.
那神的话就是灵，就是生命。
The word of God is spirit and life.
有时候我们很想了解世界上的事情，所以读读世界上的新闻。
Sometimes we might want to know more about this world, so we would read the news.
我知道世界在发生什么事情。
So we know what's going on.
但是我们大家都知道，新闻里面没有生命。
But we know that news contains no life in itself.
大部分都是负面的。
Most of the news that we read are negative.
因为这个世界发生的事实。
Because these are the facts that are happening in this world.
但是神的话就不是这样。
But the word of God is different.
神是光。
God is light.
在他里面没有黑暗。
There's no darkness in him.
美善的、全备的都是从神来的。
All goodness comes from him.
所以如果我们每天在想神的话。
If we read the word of God every day.
神的光照我们。
And then his light will come upon us.
那这个正面的、美好的这个神的讯息进到我们里面。
So all goodness and his good words will come upon our hearts.
就把我们内心这个恶的、暗的、不好的，就渐渐把它拿掉了。
And all of those goodness will flush out the bad things in our hearts.
那内心开始改变，我们就发现，我们讲的话开始变。
And we will notice that the way we speak will be different.
所以我们常常在读圣经，常常在想圣经，第一个感觉就是什么？他讲很多神的话。
And if we read the Bible a lot and meditate upon His word a lot, the first thing that we will notice is that we will change.
有时候不是直接引用，直接一个字一个字不改这样引用。
It doesn't mean that we just recite the word of God when we use it.
有时候我们会感觉，现在这个人为什么讲话，他那个精神原则跟圣经越来越相符。
But then we will notice that the way that we think.It's different, and it's more and more like the Bible.
因为他最近一直在读圣经，又在想神的话。
Because we have been reading the Word of God and meditate upon it.
那主耶稣说：“我讲的话，你们都去遵行，我就跟你同在。”
Jesus Christ tells us that if we follow His Word, then He will abide in us.
那所以我们的根基就很稳固了，跟神的关系就很稳固。
Then we will have a firm foundation and a good relationship with God.
所以怎么让我们跟神的关系能够真的扎根，不要毁坏
？So how can our foundation be firm and not be destroyed?
就是要读神的话，想神的话。
It is to read and meditate upon the word of God.
那这样我们跟神的关系会非常的好。
Then we will have a firm relationship with God.
所以圣经里面有在提到一个地方叫做皮利亚。
The Bible has mentioned a place.
那他说皮利亚人比其他的人更好。
It talks about the people in Berea, and it says that they were better than the other places.
因为他们要查考神的话。
Because they would study the word of God daily.
使徒行传十七章。
And this is recorded in Acts chapter 17.
十一节。
Verse 11.
使徒行传十七章十一节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
这里讲说皮利亚人贤于帖撒罗尼迦的人。
So here the Bible tells us that the people in Berea were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica.
这个贤于要怎么了解呢？
What does it mean to be fair-minded?
这个贤于就是说他的怎么，水准比帖撒罗尼迦人好了，素质比帖撒罗尼迦人好。
Fair-minded means that they have better quality and better level than the people in Thessalonica.
我们人都是注重外在的素质。
We really value quality.
所以有的人喜欢去这里聚会，不喜欢去那里聚会。
So some of us would like to go to service in certain churches.
因为他觉得这里的人谈话的素质比较高，那好像那里不是这么高。
Because we feel that the quality is better in this church.
其实人所注重的素质都是外在的。
But these qualities that we see are only external.
那这里讲这个皮利亚人的素质比较好。
Here in verse 11, it says that the people in Berea, their quality is better.
他说要甘心领受这个道，天天查考。
Because they received the word with all readiness and searched the scripture daily.
这个就是一种扎根了。
This is to take root downward.
用神的话来充满内心，来塑造我们的观念，使我们的观念真理化。
So this is for them to fill their hearts with the word of God so that their concepts could become more and more biblical.
因此读圣经这是最基本要扎根的方法。
So reading the word of God is the most basic way of taking root downward.
所以主耶稣说，听见我的话又去行的人，那这是什么人？
So Jesus has mentioned about people who hear his word and actually do it.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第七章。
Chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
24.
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
所以说，听见我话就去行的，就好像房子盖在磐石上。
He who hears the saying of mine and does them, they are like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
不是听神的话而已。
So we can't just listen to the word of God.
去行的。
But we also need to do them.
知道道理又去行的。
So we know the word of God and actually put them into practice.
就好像房子盖在磐石上。
Then we will be likened to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
就是他的根基很稳固。
That means his foundation is very firm.
他不会倒下去。
That it will not crumble.
那如果只知道没有去行，还是会倒。
But if a person knows the word of God but does not do it, then his foundation will still crumble.
所以信仰倒下去不是不知道道理。
When your faith crumbles, it doesn't mean that you don't know the word of God.
是知道没有去想就会倒。
It means that you know the word of God, but you actually don't do it.
知道去做就是根基稳固。
But if you know the word of God and you do it, then your foundation will be firm.
雨淋从上面来。
When the rain comes from above.
风吹从旁边来。
When the wind comes from the side.
水冲从下面来。
When water comes from below.
不管什么方向来的考验不会倒。
Regardless of what direction they come from, you will not crumble.
因为它的根基稳固。
Because your foundation is firm.
这是第一个方法。
This is the first way of having firm foundation.
我们看以西结书四十七章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书的四十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
第一节。
Verse 1. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar.
这里讲从神的殿有水往东流。
There was water flowing from the side of the temple.
那以西结四十七章后面这个殿就是教会。
And this temple is referring to the church.
教会的可贵就是它里面有活水。
And the precious part about this temple or the church is that it has living water inside.
那这个活水就是圣灵。
This living water refers to the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵流过的地方有很大的改变。
And when the Holy Spirit, the water flows through, and there was a great transformation.
我们看第八节经读。
Let's read verse 8. Then he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region, goes down to the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9, and it shall be that every living thing that move, wherever the rivers go, will live. There will be a great multitude of fish because these waters go there. For they will be healed and everything will live wherever the river goes.
那第八节最后一句话英文说 healed, 这个水得到医治那中文说水变甜的了。
In verse 8, it tells us that wherever the water goes, the things will be healed or the water will turn sweet.
本来是苦的沿海盐很浓现在变甜的。
Even though the water started out salty, but now it has become sweet.
人生苦海有时候真的那个苦是积在内心。
Our life may be a bitter sea.
但是这个圣灵的活水一流过去变甜的。
But when the Holy Spirit flows by, then our heart becomes sweet.
从平安啊，再变成平安跟喜乐。
And our heart will be full of peace and love.
所以这个根基如果扎在水旁，被圣灵充满，内心的最深处被圣灵充满。
So if we planted ourselves next to the Holy Spirit and be full of Holy Spirit,
其实保罗在最苦的这个监牢里面呢，都能够写出喜乐的诗篇来。
Even though we're in the most adverse situation, just like Paul in prison, he was still was able to show manifest joy.
所以在这个看得见的生活的部分，就可以看到，哎，怎么这个人这么平安跟喜乐
？We are able to actually see the person being joyful in difficult situation.
那第九节，请读。
Verse 9, it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live.There will be great multitude of fish because the water go there, for there will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes.
这里说河水流过的生的动物要活过来。
So anything, everywhere that the water goes, the things will live.
就是它属灵的生命要活泼。
That means that they'll have a very vibrant spiritual life.
所以现在加州在缺水啊。
Right now, we in California, we're in drought.
如果我们这样开车过一些社区。
As we drive through different communities,
你发现，有的树是好像枯干的。
We will see that some trees have been withered.
因为没有水嘛。
Because there are not enough water.
那这个水一来，这个树又开始发。
But when we water the tree, then the tree will continue to grow.
所以有时候我们觉得，为什么我们这里灵性好像快要枯干
？Sometimes we may feel that our spiritual life is withering.
因为我们最深的深处缺乏那活水流过去。
Because inside our deepest part of our heart, we are lacking this living water.
这个圣灵一充满这个我们外在的生命表现就会充满着活力。
But when the Spirit fills our heart, then our spiritual life will become vibrant.
那接下去呢，两旁的树木多结果子。
And verse 9 also mentioned that there are trees bearing fruit on both sides.
所以什么样叫做根基稳固？
So what does it mean to have a firm foundation?
就是我们常常祷告到心被圣灵充满。
It means that we pray until we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
有活水流过去。
That means the springs of living water is flowing through our hearts.
所以我们常常在问祷告要祷告多久。
Sometimes we ask, how long should we pray?
如果我们看圣经没有时间。
The Bible does not tell us the answer.
只有找得到耶稣的榜样，整夜祷告，但是这对我们大概不是这么简单。
The only example we can find is Jesus Christ praying all night, but that might be too difficult for us.
但圣经给我目标，要被圣灵充满。
But the Bible gives us a goal, which is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告到多久呢?
So how long should we pray?
祷告到被圣灵充满。
Pray until we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
因此这个教会的可贵就是教会是万国祷告的殿。
And this church is so precious because this is the prayer house of all nations.
所以我如果没有机会来教会聚会，能够多花一点时间祷告，这是好的。
So if we can spend more time coming to services and to spend more time praying, that is good.
甚至有时候我们能够来教会祷告，这也是好的。
And if we could come to church to pray, that is also good.
当然在家里祷告也很好。
And it is also good to pray at home.
所以根基要稳固，第一个要用神的话来充满内心。
To have firm foundation, first of all, we need to fill our hearts with the word of God.
第二个，要祷告被圣灵充满。
Secondly, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们心里的最深处就是扎在溪水旁。
So that our deepest part of our heart is planted right by the water.
好，我们看使徒教会他们是怎么生活的。
Let's look at how the apostles lived in during their time.
看使徒行传的第一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章的四十二节
Verse 42 And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
这个地方讲三千人受洗在四十一节
And in this chapter, it talks about 3,000 being baptized in verse 41.
那四十二节就讲过新的生活
In verse 42, describe how they lived a new life.
这个过新的生活，第一个就是遵守使徒的教训。
The way they lived their new life was to continue in the apostles' doctrine.
就是很深入的去了解主耶稣的话语。
Meaning to study deeply the word of God.
并且把它行出来。
And also to act out the word of God.
那最后一个就是祷告。
Secondly, they pray together.
在第二章里面说，他们常常祷告到被圣灵充满。
Chapter 2 tells us that they pray until they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那第二个做的就是彼此交接。
Another thing they did was to share fellowship together.
团契啊，就是团契。
They fellowship together.
这个团契就是把神的爱行在弟兄姐妹中间。
That means to share love among brothers and sisters.
那教会是一个家庭。
The church is a family.
家庭的可贵就是彼此相爱。
And the value of a family is that we love one another.
所以有时候我们如果真的没有办法参加下午的聚会，我们应该一起吃饭，大家一起团契，然后才走。
So even if we are unable to come to the afternoon service, we should still stay for lunch to fellowship with one another.
那一个礼拜最重要一个钟头就是礼拜六的中午，我们能够一起在一起吃饭团契。
One of the most important hours on Sabbath is lunchtime, so we could have fellowship with one another.
让我们能够彼此互相关心、互相了解、互相鼓励。
We would have the opportunity to encourage one another and to share our concern and care for one another.
那通过主耶稣的爱在我们当中彼此的互动使我们有更亲密的关系。
Through the love of Christ, we will interact with one another so we can bond with one another.
那这样我们的信仰就会更稳固。
Then we will have a firm foundation in our faith.
所以有时候我们看一个人如果受洗之后没有办法融入这个教会里面。
After we have been baptized, if we're not able to belong to this church.
聚完会就走，聚完会就走。
Every time we leave after service.
很容易流失。
And it is very easy for us to depart from the church.
因为如果有神的爱。
Because there is a love of God.
在爱里面能够融进去成为一个身体。
And we take part in this love, we become one body.
那就不容易流失。
Then it would not be easy for us to depart from this church.
因为在心里的最深处有神的爱把它刷住。
Because we are bound by the love of God.
所以使徒教会这个我们可以看到这个教会是很根基稳固的。
We can see that the apostolic church had firm foundation.
有神的道。
Because they have the word of God,
有神的灵,
they have the spirit of God,
有神的爱,
and they have the love of God.
所以在第二章的后面就看到人数天天增加。
And at the end of chapter 2, we can see that membership continued to grow.
就是结果子。
And that is how they bear fruit.
所以四十二节是向下扎根。
So we take down, verse 42 is to take root downward.
四十七节是向上结果。
Verse 47 is to bear fruit upward.
所以这个教会要成长就是要向下扎根。
For a church to grow, we need to take root downward.
神的话，神的灵，神的爱。
With the word of God, with the spirit of God, and the love of God.
向下扎根。
That is to take root downward.
那我们宣道的过程啊，神祝福我们，就让我们能够人数增加。
Then God will bless us in our evangelical work.
这个根本如果没有抓住，你一直要牧道者，那根如果毁坏，果子结不出来。
But if we don't have a firm foundation, we continue to evangelize, our foundation is destroyed, then we can't have any fruit.
所以义人的根基是什么？
So what is the foundation of the righteous?
就是在心里的最深处跟神有很好的关系。
It is to establish a relationship with God in the deepest part of our heart.
那怎么达成？
How do we do it?
通过神的话，神的灵跟神的爱。
Through the word of God, the spirit of God, and the love of God.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
Four 435. 我们从下个礼拜天开始 ，NATS 会报道。
Starting from next Sunday, we will have the registration of NATS.
然后接下去有一个礼拜，在我们尔湾开的 NATS。
And after that, we will have 1 week of NATS in Irvine Church.
我们为这个聚会祷告。
Let us pray for this seminar.
求主带领祝福。
So that the Lord will guide and bless us.
让每个人得到造就。
That everyone can be edified.
能够向下扎根。
So they could take root downward.
然后在他们的家庭、他们的教会里面能够向上结果。
And they could bear fruit upward in the church and in their family.
我们最后要来祷告。
Finally, we're going to pray.
如果要求圣灵的，
if you would like to pray for the Holy Spirit,
要接受按手的，
you would like to be laid hand upon,
需要代祷的，
if you want intercession,
请我们都到前面来，
please come to the front to pray.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名。